With construction tools buzzing in the background, about 10 Youth Build students were joined by film crew members. They formed a half circle on the front lawn of a home along LaSalle Avenue, not far from Eggert Road, to discuss their rehab project. The Film Good, Do Good program promotes volunteerism with film production companies so they can give back to communities hosting them for productions. Buffalo native Cameron Wood was delighted to volunteer to help rehab a city home. He's a production assistant for the Marshall Filmy.
To come do community service with others and share that experience, it's really uplifting, it's transcending because, you know, the same construction happens on set. The same problem solving, the same team working experience happens on set.
Wood is a 2011 graduate from Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. And it was right here in Buffalo where he started working on his film career.
And I made sure when I shot my freshman film on 16 millimeter on a Bolex that I came back and shot it here in Buffalo, New York. How serendipitous is it now that I've continued on in my field and now able to work on such a great production, a Hollywood production, in my hometown.
Wood wore a hard hat ready to begin rehab on the LaSalle home. Kate Serrata is executive director of the Service Collaborative. They're the lead agency which coordinated the volunteer project and facilitates Youth Build.
The Youth Build students are enrolled full-time in our Youth Build program. So these are individuals 16 to 24 that have dropped out of school.
Youth Build allows students to learn about construction and earn their high school equivalency.
And the program itself is very holistic. It's not just a high school equivalency class. It's not just construction skills. It's life skills. It's professional development trainings.
I actually left high school my senior year about 6 years ago. I always planned to get a GED and go back, and I never did.
24-year-old Tayshia Cloud of Buffalo is completing her final year in the program.
I ended up having a child at 19. My son, he'll be 5 this year. And I just looked at it like, okay, here's another opportunity. It's not my last, but I know I've been waiting and waiting and waiting, pushing everything to the side. I can't keep telling my baby to go to school and do this if I didn't finish.
Cloud tells WBFO News she plans to attend UB for business, but she would like to become an electrician.
Like when we all first got here on the construction site, we're like, oh, we gotta hammer this, and oh, I don't wanna get on that ladder. Now we're like, give me the ladder, give me the hammer, give me the nails. It's something that we actually get up in the morning, but like, I wanna go to school. Like, we actually wanna get up now.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.